It's Morning Edition. I'm Carrie Nolan. There's been a spike in gun violence in New York City. It typically goes up in summer months, but the NYPD says the first 4 weeks of June saw a nearly 130% increase compared with last June. The violence has hit communities of color especially hard. And in the middle of a citywide debate about policing, WNYC's Yasmin Khan has been talking to leaders about how to create public safety from the ground up.
It's not just police who try to prevent shootings or respond to them when they occur. There's a whole system of what's called cure violence organizations. Andre T. Mitchell leads Man Up, which focuses on gun violence in Brownsville, East New York, and Bedford-Stuyvesant.
I guess we all want public safety, we want peaceful and healthy communities, but we go about it differently.
Cure violence groups are embedded within communities. Mitchell says they try to find the young people who may get involved in violence before there's a need for police.
Our job is to get to them before they do and to get them focused on trying to better their lives.
That means providing alternatives to guns. Mitchell says he thinks the latest spike in shootings is due to the public health crisis. Young people have been cooped up. There are even fewer job opportunities, and other healthy outlets have been shut down. Eric Adams, the Brooklyn Borough President, is a former police officer.
Cuts in very real programs, unable to go to community centers and rec centers. You can't go to the beach. We took down basketball courts.
He says it's a good formula for violence. At one point this week, there were 6 shootings within the span of an hour in Brooklyn, including an 11-year-old child wounded in Flatbush. Adams says he's concerned that, in the midst of calls for major changes to policing, the police force may be engaged in an unofficial slowdown in black and brown neighborhoods. He wants the police commissioner to look into it.
We're able to keep people safe in other parts of the city without taking the lives of their children at the same time or making their children feel as they're criminalized. That's a shortcut to public safety.
A police spokesperson said the NYPD has been and will be here for the people of New York. In the meantime, the police department has increased patrols for summer, as they always do in certain pockets where violence ticks up. That's even as the department now adjusts to a significant budget cut that includes overtime pay. Heading into the July 4th weekend, groups like Man Up are preparing too. Mitchell says there's a Zoom call for violence interrupters all over the country tonight. Like a pep rally.
We're just, getting our troops ready.
To go out this weekend and try to keep peace. Yasmin Khan, WNYC News.